Let's take the scriptures now and turn in them to Numbers and chapter 3. Numbers chapter 3, we will read in God's Word verses 1 through 51 of Numbers chapter 3, the whole chapter. Numbers chapter 3, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. Now these are the records of Aaron and Moses when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priests, whom he consecrated to minister as priests. Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him. And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting, to do the work of the tabernacle. Also they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle of meeting, and to the needs of the children of Israel, to do the work of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Now behold, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord." Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Number the children of Levi by their fathers' houses. By their families you shall number every male from a month old and above." So Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. These were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites by their fathers' houses. From Gershon came the family of the Libnites and the family of the Shimites. These were the families of the Gershonites, those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from a month old and above. Of those who were numbered, there were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle westward. And the leader of the father's house of the Gershonites was Eliasaph, the son of Lael. The duties of the children of Gershon in the tabernacle of meeting included the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the court, the hangings of the court which are around the tabernacle and the altar, and their cords according to all the work relating to them. From Kohath came the family of the Amramites, the family of the Izharites, the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These were the families of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males from a month old and above, there were 8,600 keeping charge of the sanctuary. The families of the children of Kohath were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle, and the leader of the father's house of the families of the Kohathites was Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. Their duty included the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary with which they ministered, the screen, and all the work relating to them. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites, with oversight of those who kept charge of the sanctuary. From Merari came the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari. And those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from a month old and above were 6,200. The leader of the father's house of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle, and the appointed duty of the children of Merari included the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, its utensils, all the work relating to them, and the pillars of the court all around with their sockets, their pegs, and their cords. Moreover, those who were to camp before the tabernacle on the east, before the tabernacle of meeting, were Moses, Aaron, and his sons, keeping charge of the sanctuary to meet the needs of the children of Israel, but the outsider who came near was to be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord by their families, all the males from a month old and above, were 22,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel." So Moses numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded him, and all the firstborn males according to the number of names from a month old and above, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock. The Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each one individually. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerahs. And you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons." So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the children of Israel he took the money, 1,365 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And those are God's words. Now, as we heard in the first two chapters, the numbering of the armies of Israel has taken place. This chapter and the next chapter concern the tribe of Levi, which was not numbered previously in the first two chapters. And in the tribe of Levi, you see that the priests themselves are named through verse 4, including a summary of the great sin of Nadab and Abihu that we've read before about their offering false worship. They were consumed by fire, you remember? The priests are Aaron and his sons. They were only to do the work of the priests. They were the ones to be doing the sacrifices, the actual offering of the sacrifices. Everyone else who attempted to do so would be put to death, it says. Everyone else in the tribe of Levi would serve Aaron and his sons. They wouldn't be sacrificing the offerings, they'd be taking care of everything else. In verses 5 through 9, it talks about that. The Lord commands the Levites to be numbered, which were given in verse 39 as a total. All the males 1 month old and above were 22,000. Compared to all the other tribes, that's not very many at all. The Levites were separated into 3 groups based in the children of Levi, and where they, which son from Levi they descended from. From Gershon, the Gershonites, from Kohath, the Kohathites, and Merari, the Merarites. Aaron and his sons are part of the Kohathites, and yet they're not treated as such here. They are set apart even more than the others. And the Gershonites, verse 17 through 26, were to camp behind the tabernacle. Remember last Lord's Day we heard of the organization of the 12 tribes around tabernacle, and the Levites between them, the rest of the tribes and the tabernacle. Now we're describing the Levites where they are. The Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle to the west. They were to take care of the tabernacle, just the many parts that we heard in Exodus, if you remember when we went through that book. The covering, the tent with its covering, the tabernacle, the screen for the door of the tabernacle, the screen door of the court, hangings of the court around the tabernacle and their cords. The Kohathites, through verse 32, were to take care of the ark, the table, lampstand, altars, utensils. They were to be on the south side of the tabernacle, or to the right side. And then the Merarites, verse 39 through verse 39, were to take care of the boards of the tabernacle, the bars, the pillars, the sockets, utensils, the pillars of the courts, their sockets, all that, the whole covering, all or the tent, the wall, basically, which is like a tent. Trying to think of the name, like it's on a window, whatever that's called. Do you know what it is? Like that all the way around the court where the sacrifices were offered and such. And they were going to be on the north side of the tabernacle, or the left side. And so in the front, to the east of the tabernacle, remember, was the tribe of Judah, the most prominent tribe. Verse 38, between them and the tabernacle would be Moses and Aaron and his sons. They would be in the front on that side. And then at the end of the passage, our God sets a claim and sets apart the Levites to be a holy people. They're set apart compared to all the others. And so they took a number of the firstborn of all of Israel, you remember, and it was just over the 22,000 of the Levites. And so the Levites were taken as, in some ways, a payment, or they were given on behalf of all the other tribes to be set apart and given sacrifice to God. Not, of course, killed, but given to the service of God. And then also the firstborn of their cattle. And so not all the cattle of all of Israel, that was considered, and yet God said only the Levites' firstborn of the cattle, the beasts, would be sacrificed. And so everything we learn here, everything that exists is God's by His divine right of being creator. And Psalm 50, it says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills," and that's a similar verse early on in chapter 3 was mentioned that. Our God claims every Christian, just like we are a royal priesthood now. God claims every Christian, not just the Christian, but what the Christian has, just like He claimed what the Levites had. And He sets you apart for a holy service to Him. Everything you have, therefore, is the Lord's. And so now you are a steward of what He has given to you, whether it's property, whatever it is, gifts, skills, all those things that you have are the Lord's. And it is to be given for and used for the spread of the gospel and for the increase of His kingdom on earth. Not just so you can enjoy them, but so you can be used to spread the gospel throughout the earth and that the kingdom would spread on earth. And that's what we learn. That's one of the things that we can learn from this chapter. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful that just like You set apart the Levites, You set apart all of Your children to be Your servants on this earth. We have, in the body of Christ, we have many differing gifts. You have, by Your grace, equipped us, given us skills that we can use in Your church. And we are thankful for this. We are thankful even for the lesser things that we think about often, like cleaning. And we're thankful in our congregation that most everybody takes part in that. And when we need to clean, people are cleaning. And we're thankful for that. And we're thankful for the gifts that You've given to Your church, like those who love to pray and who are more gifted at praying, Father. We're thankful for those, as You've given elders and deacons and to Your church, to teach and to serve and to lead in, the service and teaching of Your church. Father, we ask that You would bless all of us. We're all part of the body where we need the hands and the feet and we need every single part. And, Father, we need, to submit ourselves to You. Are in Your Son, Christ, who is the head of the body. He who sits on the throne, who's our mediator king, who rules over all the church and all things, even the nations, for the good of the church. And Father, as we heard last Lord's Day, we pray that we would bow the knee to Christ in all things. And Father, we do pray also for ourselves, our families that you've provided for. You've given things to us, our clothes, our money, our property, all the things that we have. Father, we ask that we would use them for the spread of the gospel and for the growth of your kingdom here on earth. We pray that as we use them, we would be able to call sinners to you, that we would proclaim your great works, the great works of the Lord, to all nations, as the psalmist says. And we ask that you would bring about a great harvest and bless your people as we serve. A lesson that we'll learn from 1 Chronicles this evening. Father, that you are God who blesses those who trust you and who call upon you for help. We pray that we would be those who, when we take the message of the gospel forth, that we would be praying fervently, depending alone on you, and not ourselves, not our own wisdom, but what you have blessed us with. Father, we do pray for our government as you command us to do. We ask that you would save all types of people, of kings and rulers, our governing authorities, all those around us that we come in contact with when we go shopping, when we are in our homes with our children, with our family members, and with neighbors. Father, we ask for your help that we would love our neighbor as ourselves, and we desire to know you more. We ask that we would love our neighbor in such a way that we would communicate how they might love you as well. And Father, we ask that our government would turn to you. They have rebelled against you. They have turned an eye away from you and turned to their own pleasures often. Father, we ask that you would save them, and yet ask them also that ask of you that you would cause them to rule according to your word. And yet, Father, this week we've seen in the state of New York, as we prayed in prayer meeting, they passed a heinous, a horrible law, allowing for the killing of babies until they are delivered from the mother. And yet, Father, if we look around at every single state in the United States, our nation, every state allows for the murder of babies. Father, and yet many of them will not put to death a murderer. There's no capital punishment. There's no hangings or electric chair or lethal injection. There's none of that. It's been put aside in many states, and yet they feel it's okay to kill and murder innocent people that you've created. And Father, we ask that you would curse them for these things. And yet, if it be your will, that you would save some, your elect, even from among them, and that you would bring about transformation in our land, that they, our nation, our states, our governing authorities, all of them would love you and turn aside from allowing murder and calling good evil and evil good. They would turn aside from allowing adultery and things like that, and turning a blind eye from that. And allowing stealing, as when innocent families are stolen from, restitution is not paid to them. It's paid to the state. Father, we ask that you would cause them to end their stealing, and even in some places, exorbitant taxing, which is a form of stealing as well. And then, of course, the lies. We see the news. We see the governing, our politicians, and all they do is lie. And they speak out of both sides of their mouths. Father, as we've considered our government, and we would condemn them, and yet we often are found thinking, doing the same things in our hearts, our minds, and even sometimes in our actions. Father, forgive us of our sins. And Father, we ask for your your mercy to us. We are undeserving of all the good blessings, as we'll hear this morning, the first fruits of the Spirit. We're not deserving in any of those things, and yet you have blessed us still. You've shown mercy, you've shown your grace through your Son, Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we pray that we will live God-honoring lives because of what you have done for us by your grace. What a marvelous, marvelous grace you have showered upon us. Father, we ask for your help as now we continue in worshiping you and singing your praise and hearing your word. Father, bless your people and keep us from temptation and sin. But rather, as you have done, you have cleansed us as far as the east is from the west, of those who have confessed their sins. And Father, we pray that we would be repentant and turn from them to you. And so bless us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.